Arms of Love is it was originally called Arms of God. I had it in mind for Roger McGuinn, in fact. REM have done a sort of country version of it, but they've changed the chords slightly. And that has wine glasses on it. It has Andy playing wine glasses. We actually had a bunch of wine glasses in the BBC mobile because we recorded it on the BBC mobile, and the BBC came in and put the mics, you know, on the kitchen table like we have here. And Andy just put his moistened finger around the circles of each wine glass top, and that's what that sound is anyway at the beginning. The best thing about it is that as I was writing it, I suddenly realised I didn't have to spend as long getting from one chord to another as I thought, and it would have been a really slow sort of waltz thing. But in fact, I've managed to skip from one chord to another quite fast, so it's quite a concise tune. I mean, I like the tune. And the good thing about it is that it hasn't got very many words, and I keep forgetting them, and I always change them each time I sing it. I changed it from The Arms of God, because that was too much like being, you know, about to be dead. But the idea was that the two people in the song are separated, and soon they will be in the arms of love, but will they be in each other's arms, or some other arms, you know? Don't worry, honey. You know, you'll soon be back with me, back with somebody else? What? You don't know. So it could be, you know, it could be the ultimate reassurance, or it could be your worst fears being confirmed. Either way, it'll be quite exciting and probably rather sad. Well, it wouldn't be sad if you got back together again.